All right, it is the ESPN College Pick'em Challenge, and it's time for week three. So let's go ahead and dive in.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, let's go on and fire this bad boy up. First thing, subscribe if you've not already done that. And make sure and like the video. That certainly helps out. Jump in the comments. Let me know what you guys are picking this week. I'm going to toss on my stat projected cheats. We've only got 2 weeks worth of data, so we'll see what happens. Sometimes you never know. Obviously, you get my picks on the BetUS College Football Show, but we're going to have some fun with this one. All right, let's go on and dive in. The first thing that we're looking at is LSU and South Carolina. ESPN's got the line at 7.5 in favor of LSU. So let's go on and pull up what the stat sheet looks like. And as it looks, PPA margin, South Carolina is number 63. LSU is number 82. You look up there at the top, and you guys can't probably see that, but it's got LSU favored by about half a point based on power rating and what we currently know from the stat projections. Stats have South Carolina favored by 5.38. But if you look at it, South Carolina's offense, not very good, number 118 in offensive success rate. LSU's defense, number 126 in defensive success rate. But LSU's offense is number 27 in success rate. And South Carolina's defense is number 49. So it should be a good battle on the other side of the field, right? LSU cannot run the ball, number 98 in predicted points added per rush. South Carolina wasn't great at stopping that anyway. Is South Carolina good at stopping the pass, or have they played teams that can't pass the ball, right? I'm going to say forget it. I'm going to say that South Carolina keeps this within the 7.5 here. So that'll move us on to the next game. Alabama at Wisconsin. Bama a 15.5-point favorite. Why don't we take a gander, because the stats are kind of crazy here. Bama minus 33.91. Now, when you factor in priors, power rating, etc., Alabama minus 23. Now, I had this game closer to what the spread is now at around 16. I had it, 12.5 or 13. So I was closer to that in the offseason. Wisconsin does not look very good, but this is a Luke Fickell thing. It happened at Cincinnati. It happened at Wisconsin. There's not a single stat that you can point at there's not a stat that you can point at that Alabama is not better than Wisconsin, right? But if you look, Alabama penalties per game, number 125 there. Wisconsin is number 10. Wisconsin does not commit many penalties. Turnover margin, zero. So number 57 for Wisconsin, run-of-the-mill. Alabama already at number 106. They have turned it over on average one more time per game than their opponents. Can you do that on the road at Camp Randall? Probably not. Probably not. So this thing's a little crazy. Alabama not very good at covering the spread on the road since 2021. Let's take the home dog. Home dogs, by the way, hitting at 70% clip thus far against the spread. So something to pay attention to. Next up, Boston College and Missouri. This one is in Columbia. In Missouri, of course, the home team here favored by 16.5, and that number feels crazy, especially when you look at the stat projection. This thing is nuts, right? It's got Boston College favored by 18.73 based on the stat projections. This is why you need a ton of data. If you look up at the top, though, Missouri favored by 17.5 points here. There are certainly some things that would lead you to point towards Missouri, but they have played the number 128 strength of schedule in the country. Boston College has played number 45. Now, that's based on playing at Florida State. They turned around short week and just blasted Duquesne. So Boston College does look pretty good. There are things that make me want to take Missouri here, but I think I might side Boston College. I think this could end up, especially with the ground game that Boston College likes to use. Their rush rate right now is, their rush rate is number 7. They are running the ball 70% of the time. Clock is going to run. I'm interested. So 54.5 is the total here, or somewhere around there. That's what it was when I generated this sheet. I think I'm going to go BC. I don't like the fact that it's not 17, but I'll try out BC and just see what happens. We still need more data, to be completely honest. All right, continuing on. Civil War, Oregon a 13.5 point favorite over Oregon State. That was the opening number. It's out to 16. Now, a lot of early steam on the Ducks. I don't know why. What Oregon State does is absolutely repeatable. Right? I think that's the easiest way to put it. When you look at the stats, and we'll pull that up, I've got Oregon State favored by 3.85 when you look at power rating plus stats, power rating priors and stats, 3.30 in favor of Oregon. I don't know how you get to 13. Like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Strength of record certainly favors Oregon here. Power rating favors Oregon, but even then, even if you just did it based on power rating, I still would only have Oregon favored by 11. And this one's in Corvallis, and Oregon State is probably mad. I mean, this is the team that left you in the dust. So there's a lot of different things you can look at. Oregon, number 110 in penalties per game. They're number 84 in turnover margin. I mean, just the basic stuff. They are not explosive at all. There's a lot of different ways that Oregon State can stay in this game. Oregon State, pretty good at running the ball. Oregon, number 122 in PPA per rush allowed. That probably ain't good. So we're taking the Beavers. Why not? All right. Again, moving on. A huge number. Miami, a 36.5 point favorite over Ball State. And the Hurricanes have looked good. They have looked good thus far. I will admit that. So let's get to the stat projection. Stats have Miami favored by 43.96. If you look up here, power rating and priors and stats have actually got Miami favored by 36.895. So we'll say 36.9. Let's say 37 points. So the fact that this thing is 36.5, does Miami want to beat them that bad? I mean, Ball State, like, they run the ball less than they throw it thus far. They're not very good on standard downs. So they're not going to be able to stay on the field. There are problems here. Miami could name the score if they want to. So I'm going to guess that they probably name the score. I say they win by 42, something along those lines. Shannon Dawson has a new toy. He doesn't know how to take his foot off the gas. I'll take Miami to cover that. Why not? I mean, these are not my favorite plays. Obviously, you'll get those on the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a link in the description for it. But yeah. Yeah. Just wild. Oklahoma hosting Tulane. Tulane looked pretty good against Kansas State last week. Again, we're trying to figure out who wanted to be there, who didn't. Oklahoma looked terrible against Houston last week. 16-12. I mean, that wasn't good. That was not good at all. Stat projection. We have got Tulane's strength of record number 94, but their strength of schedule was number 54. Oklahoma, strength of record number 35, but their strength of schedule is 106. They have played Houston, who does not have a win, and Temple, who does not have a win. And when it comes down to power rating and whatnot, even that, I've only got 9. So Oklahoma by 10 here. Oklahoma by 12.43 when you look at stats plus projections plus power rating, whatever, right? Tulane's defense, pretty good against the pass. Pretty good against the rush, too. Their offense, I mean, that freshman quarterback, he is something. He is something. But they put a whole lot into last week. Is this kind of the bounce-back spot for Oklahoma, or is this another look-ahead spot because they've got Tennessee coming in next week? Does Tulane really, really want this thing? I would guess so. I wish it was 14, but I'll take it anyway. Give me the green wave. Give me the green wave. These are my quick picks, by the way. We just try and run through them right quick. And this video is already longer than the other ones have been. So I will try and zip it up. Let's get to it. We got 4 more that we got to get to.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CareCare is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Notre Dame, a 12.5-point favorite at Purdue. That number, by the way, has been steamed down. Purdue is now only a 10-point dog if you look at the actual sports books. But when it comes to this pick'em contest, it is what it is. Solo stats. Look, Purdue's only played one game, so obviously the stat projections are way off. It's got Purdue favored by 30. The stats plus power rating has got Purdue favored by 6. When you look at just overall power rating, it's got Notre Dame by 11. Now, that obviously it's less than that when you look at home field advantage, right? So let's just toss on average 2.5 points. If it's 11, then that takes it down to, what, 8.5? Yeah. We are going to side with the Boilermakers. Give me the home dog. Again, home dogs have covered at a 70% clip thus far on the season. There have not been a ton of them, but let's trust it. Why not? The Utah Utes and the Utah State Aggies. Utah is a 21.5-point favorite on the road here. And hearing some things that we might not be getting Cam Rising, and if Cam Rising, the quarterback for Utah, does not play, then none of these stats matter for nothing. Power rating and stats, Utah favored by 29. Just stats, Utah favored by 36. Utah State can't stop the run. Utah hasn't been great at running the ball. They've been better passing it, at least when you look at PPA per pass, because they have at least been explosive with Cam Rising. You move it down here, that defense for Utah is just suffocating. I don't expect Utah State to be able to score. I don't even know where to go with this. I'm going to guess that Utah tries to get, and shout out to Corby on this. He thinks that Utah is going to try and showcase and build up a backup quarterback if Cam Rising is going to be going through injuries again all year. If that is the case, they will most certainly cover the 21.5, because I don't think Utah State is any good. So with that case, we'll do that. Next on the board, Ole Miss heading to Wake Forest. Wake Forest, a 23.5-point home dog. It's on the CW.
All right.
Y'all, I'm dying. I've been staying up researching too long. And now I actually have to record, and I'm just, blah. Anyway, leave comments. I would love to know what you guys think about that. All right, two more games, and let's go on and pull up the stat projections. Ole Miss favored by 52.52 when it comes to just stat projections. The number here is 23.5. Power rating plus stats, we've got Wake Forest, a 34-point home dog. I don't think it'll get that crazy, but there's rumblings out of Oxford that they are pushing to get Jackson Dart into the Heisman conversation. If that is the case, you see what they're doing already. Number 3 in PPA margin. They're number 1 in offensive PPA per drive. Number 1 in offensive success rate. Number 1 in available yards margin. Number 14 in plays per game. Number 9 on offense in that. I mean, they are smoking them. Points per play margin, they're number 1. But the issue is they've played the number 127 strength of schedule. But Wake Forest has played the number 97 strength of schedule, and they are not nearly that good. Their defensive success rate against Virginia was atrocious. Ole Miss could name their number. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take the Ole Miss Rebels, right? And we got one more here. Tennessee. Speaking of naming your number, Tennessee favored by 48.5 over the Kent State Golden Flashes. Kent State 0-2. They lost at home to FCS St. Francis last week. We could be looking at 0-12 for Kent State. Tennessee does have Oklahoma on deck next week. But this number should be in the 50s. If Tennessee put up 51 on NC State, what are they going to do to Kent State? Now, they're going to get a lot of backups, a lot of playing time. But Heupel is not known for taking his foot off the gas, really. You start looking at this PPA margin, you start looking at success rate, you start looking at all that. If Ole Miss is number one, Tennessee is number 11 over here, number 5 in the passing game, passing success, number 26 PPA per pass, number 19 PPA per rush. And when it comes to defense, I mean, these guys are bananas. Look at this. Kent State, number 127 in havoc rate allowed. Tennessee is number 9 in havoc created. I mean, that's going to be a disaster. And on top of that, Kent State is always playing from behind, so they're always going to be throwing. They're number 103 in rush rate. I don't know how you can put a number on this. Tennessee looks like a playoff contender, and obviously Kent State couldn't beat an FCS team at home last week. That isn't good. Power rating and stat. I never swapped it over. That's ridiculous. Tennessee by 66.76. I was showing you the havoc rate there. Number 127. Tennessee number 9 on defense. It is what it is. Stats have Tennessee favored by 66, 67. Power rating plus stats has it Tennessee by 52. Just power rating overall has Tennessee by about 40. Tennessee can name their score. I think they'll get some guys some work, but I'll take Tennessee to cover the 48.5 because how could you possibly bet on Kent State? How many total points will be scored in LSU versus South Carolina? We're going to guess on this one. We're going to say 44. Why not? I think the total is in the mid-50s. Yeah, 53 or so. I'm going to go lower than that because South Carolina's offense can't score on LSU. And LSU's defense isn't very good, but LSU's got a pretty good offense, but it turns out that South Carolina's defense is pretty good. So, yeah, give me a 44 on that. All right, we went 17 minutes. That is absurd. Should have never gone that long. All right, go to TicketSmarter, use the promo code WCE10 to get $10 off an order of $100 or more. You can use it every single time, or use WCE20 to get $20 off an order of $300 or more. Check out the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And make sure you are subscribed to the channel and the podcast. Oh, and I completely forgot. You can become a member at bettingcfb.com. We've already got a whole slew of people over there, and I enjoy those people so much. They are supporting what I'm trying to do here. It's a lot of work, but by God, am I trying. So, all right, with that said, let's go and get out of here. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. we can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.